As you lie on the ground, try to let go of your entire body. Take a breath and heave a sigh right down into the feet. Let quietness descend on all your limbs. The inner eye, inner speech, and inner breath, so that all of your senses become clear and strong. And you tune in to who you are and what you are. For you are more than this body, more than mind itself. You are pure spirit, pure energy, one without a second with the infinite. And so swallow and relax your jaws, the facial muscles, the back of the throat and the tongue, and feel as though someone gently places their fingers on your forehead and seems to wipe out all of the pictures which invade the mind and release all of your noisy thoughts. So let go. Consciously tune into your breath. Feel the rhythm of the whole universe within you as you breathe. Like the tide rolling into the shore, inhale. Just as the tide rolls out and cleanses the sands, so you, as you exhale, feel as though you're just letting go of everything that clutters up your mind and your thoughts and brings you tightness in all your limbs. Breathe in the breath of life and sigh again, right down into your toes, relaxing the soles of the feet, the instep, the Achilles heel and the ankles. Relaxing the inner and outer calves. Feel the kneecap soften and the back of the legs let go. Experience your thighs becoming heavier and heavier. Surrender them to gravity as you surrender the mind to stillness. Surrender both body and mind to the power of silence within you as you begin this yogic journey. For yoga is derived from the Sanskrit word yug, meaning to join the body, the mind, and the spirit, to become one without a second with all the power that exists. And as we do so, we will journey up the ladder of life and tune in to the spine and to each of the energy centers within it, knowing that each of these chakras or energy centers are like steps in the ladder of life, and each one corresponds to an element. The first chakra, the root chakra, Muladhara, is located in the base of the spine. Its color is yellow. Its sound is lam and represents the element of peace. The base of the spine is like the good earth. As long as you're in this physical body, you must be relaxed and grounded. So try and think of the most beautiful place you've ever been to. Lying on the ground with all around you are flowers of every color, every form, and every perfume. And beneath you, thousands of blades of grass, all piercing the soil with the same pulse beat, which is within your own body. And moving up to the genital area, the second chakra, Swadhisthana, its color is white, its sound is Vam, and it represents the element of water. Tune into this river of life, for water is the blood of the earth, without which everything withers and dies. And so we feel the blood flowing through our veins and our arteries, cleansing our whole inner system of all toxins. As we continue upwards, this journey to the third chakra, Manipura, located in the solar plexus, its color is red, its sound is Ram, and it represents the element of fire. This chakra is the generator of the life force within us. Although this is the chakra of fire, not fire that destroys, but the fire of creation, which projected us into this world. Its function is to renew, to re-energize, to restore, to recycle every cell and every organ in our body. It is the powerhouse, the generator of eternal energy within. You can use it as you lie here and feel it flowing through you. Experience the heat which emanates from this area and know that it's healing. It heals your whole inner system. So let go of the physical and try and feel as though you're letting go of a heavy weight and you are floating upwards, upwards towards the fourth chakra. Located in the heart area, the fourth chakra, Anahata, its color is green, its sound is Yam. It represents air and space. Listen to the music of your heart and the pulse beat within you, and know that this is nature's own way of advertising who you are and what you are. It's telling you not to be afraid of anything, that this is the melody of the whole universe. This is the life force flowing through you. And now, like an eagle spreading its wings without fear of falling, we tune into air and space, and we move upwards towards the fifth chakra, Vishuddhi, located in the throat area. Its color becomes blue, its sound is Hum, and represents the element of ether. We cannot see it, we cannot feel it, but it's within us, around us, without beginning, without end. It's in the tiniest molecule, in the depth of the ocean, in the atom, the tiniest insect, and in the greatest mammal. It's everywhere on this planet and beyond. So slowly, we move up to the third eye, the area between the eyebrows, the sixth chakra, Ajna. Its color is violet. Its sound is Om, this universal sound, and it represents the element of inner oneness. When the sun rises in the morning, it dispels the darkness of night. When it descends at the end of the day, it splashes the color of each chakra across the heavens, lighting up the whole sky like an artist's paintbrush. The colors merge with each other. They become purple or violet, the color of spirituality, the beginning of a new dawn. And so, as we lie here releasing our whole being, we feel our whole being encased in a velvety darkness. We see nothing. Everything is blacked out. For nature has created nightfall so that man stops his noisy chatter. Little by little, our bodies experience a lightness, and we feel as though we're floating on an ocean of cosmic energy. Ethereal, heavenly music carries us across time and space to another level of consciousness, into eternal silence of the body. No thoughts pound our body. Only waves carry us across the sea of musical tranquility. Softly, the heavens light up with the music of the stars. The moon lights up the whole ocean and makes the waters dance with the reflection of light. If you were to look from the point of view of the stars, you would not be able to find yourself, for you too glow with that same energy. It's the energy of peace within you and the harmony around you. So relax and release and listen to the dance of life within you. The gift of eternal oneness, the gift of eternal breath. As we journey upwards to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, Saharashtra, which is located at the top of the head. Its color is snow white. It is the center of realization. Just as the root chakra shows our connection to the earth, so the crown chakra shows our relation to the heavens. Its element is inner light. Tune in to the most beautiful flower you have ever seen, the thousand-petal lotus. It struggles from the muddy depths of the lake below to reach the surface, and when it arrives, it opens up its petals to the wonder of life. For you have awakened to the answer your spiritual journey. The Sushumna, the connecting channel, carrying the Kundalini energy on the journey of life, aided by the serpent power of Ida and Pingala, opens up each chakra on the highway of life in our eternal effort to reach Samadhi.